My youngest grandson called last evening. Oh, he was so excited. And so am I. Tyler Williams has achieved a thrill that eluded me when I was his age. His hero has made amends for mine. Here's the story. A few nights ago, my son and daughter-in-law took their son, Tyler, to see a production of Shakespeare's Henry IV, starring Tom Hanks. Though he's only 13, he loves Tom Hanks. He told me that he's been a big fan of Tom Hanks his entire life. Well, since he was 3. While looking around before the show, a stagehand apparently asked him if he was a Shakespeare fan, or words to that effect, and Tyler said yes, but mostly, he's a Tom Hanks fan. The guy said, well, maybe he could arrange for Tyler to meet Tom Hanks after the show. You can't imagine how excited my grandson was. And you also can't imagine how disappointed he was when the show ended and they couldn't find the stagehand. Tyler and his parents headed toward the parking lot, but then the miracle happened. A large black SUV pulled up alongside my family. The driver rolled down the window and said, hey kid, did you like the show? Tom Hanks had found him. Tyler was over the moon. They talked for a few minutes. Tyler told his superstar hero that he too was an actor. Tom told him to keep practicing and offered some funny suggestions about how to learn to enunciate properly. A personal autograph followed, and then a big hug. Tyler will be walking on that cloud his entire life. And how much time did it take Tom Hanks to give a kid a thrill and maybe some lifelong inspiration? 5 minutes, maybe. When I was about Tyler's age, I had a chance to talk to my hero, too. I was the only kid when Willie Mays left the San Francisco Giants clubhouse following the game. Mr. Mays, I stammered breathlessly, will you sign my glove? I looked at him as if he was a god. But he didn't look at me. Not even a glance. He ignored me, as if I didn't exist. Without breaking stride, he walked straight to his car. Took me a lot of years to forgive Willie for my crushing disappointment. As I got older, I did forgive him, but I never forgot the pain of thinking my hero was not a nice man. It shattered my feelings for him. But now, more than 50 years later, Tom Hanks has made up for it. I guess you could argue that I learned a valuable lesson that day so many years ago. Maybe. All I know is it hurt real bad, and some of that stayed with me for decades. Tyler will never feel that way. God bless you, Tom Hanks.